It was 200 years ago that King Kamehameha the Great died in Kona. This morning, Native Hawaiian groups gathered at a historic heiau to mark the event following a march along Ali'i Drive. They welcomed the sun and offered ho'okupu, or gifts, in King Kamehameha's honor. Take a listen. That was from a march this morning. Tom Hickok, one of the organizers of the event, is on the line to talk about how it went. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
You were up very bright and early, or maybe you didn't go to sleep last night.
Very bright and early, yes.
So how did it go?
The event itself went better than expected. Started off really early this morning, gathering everyone together. We had approximately an estimate of about 200 people plus in attendance this morning.
That's pretty good for 4:30 a.m.
Oh yeah, it's darn good. There's a lot of people out there who were very dedicated to our culture.
So who participated? You got the representatives from all the islands?
Not necessarily all the islands. We had the Royal Order of Kamehameha. We had the Ka'ahumanu Society. And they brought in representatives from Oahu and Maui, I believe. So they were very well represented. Then we had the Daughters of Hawaii, as well as the cousins, and a number of different groups and individuals who wish to participate in the observance of Kamehameha's passing.
So where did you start?
We started at the area near Hale Halawai. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Ali'i Drive in that area in downtown Kona. And we proceeded towards the Kailua Pier and entered Hotel King Kamehameha's property through that end and gathered together near the heiau for a brief rest because some of the people in the march itself were somewhat elderly. And we waited and then started Ala'e to greet the sun as it rose over Hualalai Mountain. And after we finished that, then we started to accept ho'okupu at the Ahuana Heiau. Another organization that played a major role in this too was Kaiopua Canoe Club. They launched two of their koa canoes to participate in the event itself. So it was quite a sight, quite a spectacle to see.
And hopefully we'll get some pictures up on our website later on. But tell us, what's the significance of that site?
Well, the significance of Ahuena and Kamakahonu is this is where Kamehameha the Great chose to set up house, so to speak. And this is where he ran the government or the Kingdom of Hawaii from during his later years. So it, in essence, it was the first I guess, capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii.
And the significance then of King Kamehameha's passing.
Well, the significance of his passing is that to honor his passing at this juncture has been one of the first that I'm aware of, anyway, of really commemorating and recognizing the strides that Kamehameha had made in bringing the islands together and under one rule. So the significance of that is it goes without speaking, actually, from the cultural side anyway. And the significance of the area is that the heiau itself was used by Liloa, was actually built by Liloa prior to Kamehameha's arrival. And its significance with Liloa is that he had moved his governing seats from Waipio Valley to Kona. So the site is very, very significant as far as our culture is concerned. And also is the area where the missionaries landed. This, is, of course, after Kamehameha's death.
Yes, and I was just over at the Mission Houses Museum, and they were launching two books that talk about missionary history, and then they will next year be marking their bicentennial.
Yes.
And a major turning point.
Oh, major turning point in our history, yes.
And so I guess what's the community's hope, I think, for that site, for the heiau, and what happens going forward?
Well, our mission is to protect and preserve our natural and cultural resources. And Ahuena stands as one of the most significant, in my mind anyway, cultural resources that we have within the state, just because of what took place there.
I often wonder, though, as we have, there's usually the old, government road and all these cultural resources that are near the shoreline. You worry for their future. They talk a lot about climate change and rising sea levels, and you just kind of wonder about our treasures and how do we preserve that for future generations.
Well, we'll just have to address things as they come. We have no control over Mother Nature, and what she gives us is what we have to contend with and live with, and hopefully what we have worked on in the past and will perpetuate itself for the years to come. And it really is a kuleana on the part of our culture, our people.
Yes,
as well as the residents of Hawaii.
But so important to mark these anniversaries as we remember the history, our very rich cultural history here in the islands.
Yes, ma'am.
Any idea what's the next commemoration ahead for you folks?
No, nothing right now. We're just really pleased that the community turned out the way it did that time of the morning, the different organizations, individuals representing their families. It was just fantastic.
All right. Proud moment. Thank you so much. And get some sleep.
I certainly.
All
you
right.
Very much, ma'am.
Okay. Well, aloha. That was Tom Hickok, one of the organizers of the event, the march marking the death of King Kamehameha the Great.